Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. The Food and Drug Administration announced a recall on thousands of fruits, more than 1,700 cartons of peaches, more than 1,200 cartons of nectarines, and about 365 cartons of plums could be contaminated with listeria. Stores in 18 states were affected, including many Aldi, Costco, Walmart, Fairway, Market Basket, and Hannaford stores. And if you love relaxing with some rosé, your favorite drink is on delay. The government shutdown caused a shipment stall of the popular summer elixir just ahead of peak season. The shutdown affected the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, which wasn't able to process label approval during the shutdown. And finally, the NFL's oldest player is back for another season. The Indianapolis Colts said they've agreed to a one-year contract with kicker Adam Vinatieri. Vinatieri celebrated his 46th birthday and is now able to celebrate the deal for his 24th NFL season. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Deidre Bolton. Deidre, this first story has many Americans stocking up on stamps.
Hey, Kristen, that's right. It is going to cost you more to mail a letter going forward. U.S. Postal Service has raised the price of forever stamps to 55 cents from 50 cents, so a 10% increase. It is the biggest increase percentage-wise in history. So why the change? Well, at the end of last year, the Postal Service had $13.2 billion in outstanding debt. The first tax filing season under President Trump's new plan is here. Two-thirds of American households are getting tax cuts, paying less income taxes than in the past. Many will get larger refunds, but experts warn refund sizes may be uncertain. And future Apple devices may be equipped with life-saving features. Reportedly, Apple has been granted a patent for sensors that could detect the presence of harmful gases, such as carbon monoxide. According to the website Patently Apple, the sensors could be in future phones, watches, and smart home devices.
So how would these devices work?
A miniature gas sensor built into an Apple device would notify users that they may be in danger at home, at work, or in a public area. Kristen, back to you.
All right, good to know. Thanks, Deidre. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. And Rosanna, a new report shows sexual harassment among city workers is up 10%.
So it might be a sign of the time. So there are new figures released by City Hall, and it shows between July of 2017 and June of 2018, there were 472 sexual harassment complaints made by city workers, roughly a third coming from staffers within the Department of Education. Now, according to the report, 243 cases were resolved last year, with only 37 substantiated or found to have probable cause. Only 8 substantiated cases ended with a termination, demotion, transfer, or suspension, which troubled Councilman Mark Levine, who sponsored this bill, which now requires City Hall to release data on harassment cases and how they deal with it. Mayor de Blasio's office says the uptick is tied to the increased national reporting as survivors are encouraged to come forward, and that it's his responsibility to create a safe and supportive workplace for his 300,000 workers. And on that note, he had a problem with one of the people in his administration, which he didn't really tell anybody about for about a year later.
Well, hopefully those numbers turn around. And on a much lighter note, something must be in the water, Rosanna, because for the third time in recent months, a New Yorker has won the Powerball.
I quit. That was the first thing that David Johnson said. So on Friday, a truck driver from Brooklyn claimed the second biggest Powerball jackpot in New York Lotto history, $298.3 million. So Mr. Johnson ended up with $114 million after taking the lump sum. He plans to buy a house, a red Porsche, and he's apparently already quit his job. At first, Mr. Johnson didn't realize that he'd won until a co-worker told him a few days later that the winning ticket came from the service station across the street from their work. He finally checked his ticket, and he won, and he's out of here. He's hitting the road, but not in his truck, in a red Porsche in a New York Minute.
Makes me want to play the lotto. Rosanna, thank you so much. All right, let's get to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear women might want to add some new habits into their daily routines.
Hi, Kristen. Well, doctors are now recommending older women practice their balance and math skills. That's because a new study shows that practicing balance and mental skills can help with mobility problems, especially because older women are more vulnerable to bone thinning. Having trouble with stress? Try daydreaming about your partner. Researchers found people can keep their blood pressure under control in stressful situations if they take time to think about their better half. Scientists say it shows how powerful relationships can be. Just having somebody to draw support from, even in your imagination, can lead to positive health outcomes. And forget counting calories. New studies have found tracking bites could be more effective. Researchers at Clemson University found it's actually a more accurate way to track food intake because participants tend to underreport calories. Another study at Brigham Young University found participants who counted bites lost an average of a pound a week because, well, they were more conscious as to how much they were eating. And that's what you need to know. And we've always been told this, that we should count our bites, Kristen, but if it's chocolate, I'm just counting the whole bag. What about you?
Same here, but for me, it's chips. Those are the worst. Danielle, thanks. Scammers are targeting people who follow some of the most popular content creators on YouTube. News commentator Philip DeFranco, who himself has more than 6 million followers, uncovered the hoax in which subscribers were receiving fake emails promising a free gift. Subscribers of makeup artist James Charles and cosmetics company owner Jeffree Star, who each have more than 12 million followers, were said to have received emails. An example of the scam message sent to one of DeFranco's subscribers had obvious spelling and grammar errors and read, "Hi, thanks for commenting on my videos. I am selecting random subscriber from my subscriber list for gift, and you have just won it. Click here to redeem it." YouTube says they're in the process of implementing additional measures to prevent impersonations like this. Until then, if you get a message from one of your favorite YouTubers and it looks anything like the one we just showed you, don't click the link. All right, time now for our Royal Watch with our royal commentator, Victoria Arbiter. Hi, Victoria.
Good to be with you, Kristen.
So we've got a lot to talk about. I hear last week Prince William opened up about a pretty personal issue.
Yes, last week Prince William attended the World Economic Forum in Davos, where he spoke of the continuing taboos surrounding the mental health arena. He also talked of his own mental health struggles while working with the Air Ambulance Service. And he said he believes Britain's stiff upper lip mentality stems from the wartime generation's inability to speak of the horrors they experienced. He reiterated how important it is to open up.
Yeah, what an important message. And I understand his grandfather released a big statement as well.
Yes, Prince Philip has personally reached out to the two women injured in the car he collided with on January 17th. In a letter that was published by Britain's Sunday Papers, he talked of how deeply sorry he was for the injuries caused. He also confessed to being somewhat shaken by the accident, but greatly relieved that no one had been more seriously injured. Norfolk Police is continuing its investigation.
Yeah, so glad everyone is okay. Victoria, thanks for the Royal News update.
Thanks, Kristen.
Alrighty, still ahead. If you have bad news to share with someone, we'll tell you the best time to do it. And walking in Memphis may be a good idea, but walking in Florida, not so much. We can all use some help from time to time in the wardrobe department. So here with some fashion trends that work for anyone, anywhere, is fashion expert and Women's World editor-at-large, Brooke Jaffe. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Kristen.
So help us out.
So really, at Women's World, we want to celebrate trends that work on all body shapes.
Okay.
So the first trend that I'm really excited about are vertical stripes.
Okay.
Particularly in the world of pants, we're seeing a lot of printed bottoms for the season, but this is one that really anyone can pull off. Vertical stripes are elongating and slimming.
I was gonna say they make your legs look
long. They make your legs look long, and the good news is that the styles they're being offered in are offered in sort of more relaxed fit pants, and they're beautiful back to a fitted top, really accentuating your shape.
I love that. Anyone can wear that. Okay.
Okay, so my second trend that I'm loving is the cardigan. Cardigans live in all different forms this season. You can wear them fitted and tight to the body with something looser on the bottom, or you can wear it like a cardigan coat and layer it over things like slip dresses, which are really trending this season.
I love a good cardigan. In fact, this is so weird, but this morning I was just looking at my cardigan like, I really like that.
It looks really good, and honestly, a stylist tip is to take a belt out of your closet and belt your party coat over your dress and create a little definition at the midsection.
I never even thought about that. Okay, great idea.
So, and their third trend that we're really excited about at Women's World is this idea of the matching coordinated set. We're loving them, you know, whether they're color coordinated or print coordinated, a top and a skirt. So look for ones for all shapes and sizes that are fitted on the top and again, a little fuller on the bottom. And this is really gonna work on any shape.
You know what? I always do this on my daughter, she's two. And a lot of parents, you can relate, right? We dress our kids like that, but I never even thought of doing the matchy match myself.
Yeah, it's really on trend. It's been happening for a season or so, and it lives on. So if you did buy into the trend last season, again, it's valid going forward.
All right, Brooke, thank you so much. Now listen to this one. 29 million Americans are keeping financial secrets from their partners. That's the conclusion of a new survey by creditcards.com. 19% of people in live-in relationships or marriages said they were hiding a bank account or credit card from their significant other. 28% of millennials said they're currently hiding an account from a partner. That's almost double the number of baby boomers with financial secrets. The researchers called the practice financial infidelity, and 20% of those surveyed said it was worse than physical cheating. Previous research has shown the most common reason for keeping financial secrets was to avoid conflict. But experts say that's a mistake. An analyst at the site said, I think it's very damaging from a trust standpoint and also from a dollars and cents standpoint. If a secret account includes credit card debt, that's a meaningful chunk out of the household budget. Experts say it's okay to keep your finances separate from your partner, just don't keep them secret. All right, moving on. One of the most costly parts of having a family can be your home. You may be racking your brain about even the smallest ways to save some cash around the house. But in an article by USA Today, there are a few small investments you can make to save nearly $1,000 in a year. Start with changing your incandescent bulbs to LED bulbs. LED bulbs use about 75% less energy, saving you about $210 each year, since the average home uses at least 30 bulbs. If you saw that one coming, what about your light switches? A Wi-Fi enabled switch can save about $50 per year while you control your lights from your phone. You can save more than five times that by heating and cooling efficiently and remotely with a smart thermostat like Nest. Another smart way to cool would be to use smart fans. They actually work with the smart thermostat, basing its speed and direction on the temperature in the room, saving you hundreds. Using a smart outlet can help to control energy usage for only when needed to save you between $165 to $400 a year. And finally, your water. Installing an occupancy sensor to your water heater helps it work to only heat the water when someone's actually home, cutting at least 30% from your bill. See, with all those savings, you can take a mini vacation. Okay. And if you're like me and can't keep your phone charged, today's Top 30 Steal is for you. We have a Nanette Lepore charging wallet at a special 67% discount. These adorable wristlets have built-in power banks to keep your phone charged on the go. And they also have interior linings with RFID data theft protection to protect you while you're out. They're universally compatible with both Androids and iPhones. The Nanette Lepore charging wallet retails for $60, but today you can buy it for just $20. That's a 67% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. It's often said there's never a good time to tell someone bad news, but it turns out some times are better than others. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, is here with more. So, Cody, I hear timing is everything.
That's right, Kristen. According to a new study, there is a right time of day to break bad news. For this study, researchers put participants through stress tests, as in they had to give a presentation to a panel of stone-faced judges and then had to do mental math in front of them. Not the most fun study in the world. Some participants did this in the morning and others did it in the evening, while the researchers measured participants' cortisol levels. Cortisol is a hormone your body produces throughout the day, but when something stressful happens, like you get attacked, your partner breaks up with you, your fight-or-flight response kicks in. That produces emergency cortisol, which triggers a surge of glucose in your bloodstream, and that sugar rush gives you the energy you need to react to whatever you're dealing with. It turned out the participants who took the stress test in the morning saw a big spike in cortisol. A bigger rush in the morning means that if you want somebody to take your bad news with some chill, then you should probably do it in the evening. Save that breakup for after work, and you may be less likely to have a drink thrown in your face. Kristen?
All right, very interesting stuff. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. You know, no matter what kind of diet or desire you've got, there's a national food holiday for you. NationalToday.com reports a national food holiday every few days. So let's talk about some American favorites for you to look out for. February 9th is National Pizza Day. I'm not sure if this one needed a holiday since many of us celebrate by eating this American favorite regularly. April 7th is National Beer Day. Your favorite bar or pub may have some specials, deals, or new releases waiting for you to celebrate. If you're looking for a reason to cheat your New Year's diet, May 11th is your day. It's National Eat What You Want Day, and it comes with no judgment. In June, you'll want to break out the crackers for the brie and the tomato soup for the grilled cheese, because June 4th is National Cheese Day. But hold off on the mac and cheese, because this classic family dish has a day of its own on July 14th. Your favorite part of the morning also has its own day. September 29th is National Coffee Day. And finally, from burgers to breakfast to whiskey, end your year celebrating National Bacon Day on December 30th. While you're celebrating, don't forget to keep your eyes peeled for steals and deals at all your favorite restaurants, cafes, and bars. Well, Fox is on a mission to bring boxing back to the masses, and they're getting some help from a legend of the sport. Here to take us inside her one-on-one with Oscar De La Hoya is Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 Houston. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. As a boxing fan myself, it was awesome to get up close and personal to a world champion. Oscar and I talked everything from Floyd Mayweather to politics. One of my favorite moments was when the Golden Boy told me about the first time he realized he had a power punch.
It was actually my brother, my older brother. I remember.
With or without gloves?
Without gloves. Okay. He was picking on me one day in the kitchen. We lived in this like little tiny apartment. Mm. It must have been like 100 square feet. I mean, literally that small. Yeah, I was like 5 years old. Right?
Yeah.
And I hit him right to the body, and he lost his air. He couldn't breathe, and he went down, and I was like, oh my God, what did I, you know? And I went running to the restroom. I locked myself in there.
To hide,
yeah, because yeah. He wanted to. I mean, you can imagine.
Oscar spends his time now working with younger boxers, chasing their dreams. And as far as that rumor that he's thinking about leaving the ring for the White House.
You've talked about running for president. You talked about the numbers being right. Have you looked into it, or have you?
Yeah, they didn't work out.
They didn't work out. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Make sure to keep an eye out for upcoming matches happening right here on Fox. Back to you, Kristen.
Well, finally, some options for boxing fans that aren't pay-per-view. Thanks, Coco. All right, listen up. A growing number of scams are targeting America's senior citizens. Last year, more than 24,000 suspected cases of elder financial abuse were reported by U.S. banks to the Treasury Department. That's a 12% increase from the year before and a new all-time record. Nearly $3 billion is taken from older adults every year. That's according to the Weinberg Center for Elder Justice. But catching and stopping scammers is tough for bank officers. Scam transactions aren't always obvious, and stopping them raises privacy issues. Many cases involve caregivers or even family members. The Wall Street Journal reports that one New York retiree was contacted by a man claiming to be a lawyer for his grandson, who supposedly faced DUI charges. There was no DUI. The man lost 80 grand. Others are targeted with marketing phone calls, emails, and social media. Lawmakers in several states are trying to address the issue by making it easier for banks to report suspicious transactions to law enforcement and family members. Taking a walk could be dangerous if you live in Florida. The Sunshine State is the deadliest in the country for pedestrians. In fact, the risk of being fatally hit by a car while walking in Florida is much higher than any other state, with the state nabbing 9 of the top 20 deadliest cities. According to a new report, pedestrian deaths have been steadily rising since 2009, to the tune of a 35.7% increase. The numbers add up to more than 13 people killed per day. Orlando ranked as the deadliest city, followed by Daytona Beach, Melbourne, Titusville, Sarasota, Bradenton, and the Miami-Fort Lauderdale-West Palm Beach metropolis, ranked 14. In terms of deadliest states as a whole for pedestrians, following Florida is Alabama, Delaware, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Older adults, people of color, and people walking in low-income communities are at the highest risk. According to the report, part of the problem is that federal policies, standards, and funding create dangerous roads that prioritize high speeds over safety for pedestrians. Hopefully things turn around. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A report says many riders are taking electric scooters right to the emergency room. Plus, Samantha Harris is in studio to talk about her new book on how to live a better life. And law enforcement agencies are using facial recognition. We'll tell you why it's controversial. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.